Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. So the NFL schedule was released yesterday, and the NFL, they obviously still think the New Orleans Saints are a Super Bowl contender. They gave them a bunch of primetime games. They're playing again on Thanksgiving. They're playing at home against the Buffalo Bills, who are Super Bowl contenders. And so, again, the NFL thinks highly of the New Orleans Saints going into this year, even though Drew Brees, the future Hall of Famer, is no longer quarterback. When the NFL gives a team so many primetime games, Sunday and Monday night and Thursday night games, that means they, and holiday games, they're also playing on Halloween too.
You don't think it's because it's a ratings draw now that Drew Brees isn't there and people are curious to see how the Saints fare without Drew Brees, so they give him a lot of primetime spots so nationally people can see, well, what are they going to do without Drew? What are they going to do without Drew? And that's the reason why they have so many, because of the curiosity factor, not necessarily because they're a contender.
Well, Coleman, they're not going to, if the NFL doesn't think the team is that good, is going to be that good, they're not going to give them that many, they're not going to give them a lot of primetime games and games where they think a lot of people will watch. I mean, there are so many NFL teams that the league thinks would be a high ratings draw. I mean, the opening game, every year, now, since I think 2002, every year in the NFL, the first game of the season is the defending Super Bowl champs against somebody. And did you see who this season's NFL Thursday night opening game of the season is going to be? It's Tampa Bay against Dallas. Okay. And even though Dallas stunk last year, they stunk because their quarterback, Dak Prescott, broke his ankle and missed most of the season. I mean, and they had the worst defense in the NFL. Dallas tried addressing that during the draft this year with the defense. And Dak Prescott will be back this upcoming season. So they think that that's going to be a highly watched game. Tampa should win that with Tom Brady. And being the Super Bowl champions, the game's in Tampa. But that opens up the season. And speaking of Tom Brady, Florida man arrested after getting into a big fight about Tom Brady. A Florida man was arrested after he became enraged during a heated argument about Tom Brady and pummeled his friend.
Hiya!
Doesn't seem like his friend.
Yeah, I was about to say, the way they worded that, they pummeled the person he was arguing with.
33-year-old Brian Poulter was arrested and charged with domestic battery, too, over Sunday's incident, which began at 9:15 on Sunday night as he and his pals were heading home in St. Petersburg, Florida, after a day of drinking.
I did some day drinking yesterday.
Well, I've always said this, too, on the show. How many people can blame alcohol for why they got into trouble, into incidents like this? I mean, if this guy wasn't hammered, he's probably not pummeling his friend and getting arrested for domestic violence. 33-year-old Brian Poulter was charged with domestic battery. A heated argument regarding Tom Brady began, and he became enraged. The fight turned physical when they got home, and Poulter hit his male friend several times in the face, causing visible injuries and a lot of blood. Poulter then became combative with his buddy's wife and shoved her, along with his own wife, who fell and hit her head on the kitchen counter. This is all over Tom Brady. People are drinking and then fighting over Tom Brady.
He had to have, that had to have been festering in him for a long, 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 long time, and it just came out. I think that whatever the Tom Brady incident was, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Because clearly for him to act like this, he had it bottled in him for a while.
Well, the alcohol does a lot of talking for people. Now, Coleman, look, I used to drink a ton of beer. I don't drink nearly the amount of beer that I used to drink. I don't drink as much as you. But you and I have one thing in common when it comes to alcohol. We're happy drunks.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Not everybody is like that. And obviously, this guy was very passionate about Tom Brady, and it was the alcohol that brought out the passion and all the other stuff that the violence that came with it.
Have you ever heard that quote, a drunk heart speaks a sober mind?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think, once again, the alcohol did probably induce it, but it was something that was in him for a little while.
Well, and they also say, Coleman, alcohol, being drunk, brings out the true personality in someone. So if yesterday we talked about the leader of the band Megadeth, Dave Mustaine, how he got kicked out of Metallica because when they used to drink, when they started that band, the other three guys in Metallica, they were okay with, they were fine when they got drunk. Dave Mustaine started punching people and throwing haymakers and getting mean because that's who Dave Mustaine really was, and the alcohol brought that out of in him, and they had to kick him out of the band. But this guy in Florida, 33-year-old Brian Poulter, his wife was left with a big bruise on her forehead and a large laceration. So that's why he was arrested and also charged with domestic violence. Now, the fight, when he started punching his friend, when they argued about Tom Brady, sure, that was the real Brian Poulter coming out. I mean, you said there must be something else. That's who he is. The alcohol brought it out. And then, getting into an argument and then a physical altercation over Tom Brady, that's who he really is. His wife and his buddy's wife just happened to be there. And they were caught in the melee as well.
I'm starting to see red flags in their relationship. Maybe she should start considering separating from Mr.
Well, that's up to her. And yeah, she shouldn't be hanging around this clown.
Now it makes me wonder, was his comments pro Tom Brady or anti Tom Brady? Was his argument Tom Brady is the GOAT, or was his argument, nah, Tom Brady is not the GOAT?
It is not known exactly what about Tom Brady got him so upset.
Oh, See, that's key information. That way, next time he gets drunk, we don't say whatever it was about Tom Brady that gets him upset. That's like the key to the whole thing. Don't set him off. Don't say this about Tom Brady, or he might start punching people and punching women.
Well, here we are in mid-May, and the schedule just came out, the NFL schedule, and a lot of people are talking about it. And this happened before the schedule came out. This happened on Sunday. But you could tell people are passionate about football. And we'll see who's the quarterback of the Saints, if it's going to be Jameis Winston. And then, you know, Taysom Hill will be the switch army knife, and he'll come in and he'll play some plays on offense like he has the last couple of years. And then they drafted a rookie quarterback out of Notre Dame, Ian Book, who's got some learning to do. And we'll see. Hey, we have a lot to do on the show this morning. It looks like people are panic buying gasoline, even though the Colonial Pipeline, it's back up and running. It's going to take a few days to get things back to normal in the gas world. But have you seen some of the videos of people at gas stations fighting each other? We'll more on that, and a lot we have to do on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And if you've seen gas shortages, it's all because that Colonial Pipeline was hacked. And they've figured that out, and they're getting that back to the way it should be, but they say it's still going to take a couple of days. And perhaps you've noticed longer lines at gas stations. Some gas stations have run out of gas. Like I said, they're getting that back to normal. They said soon we should be like we were. People have been panic buying gasoline. If you spend any time on social media, on the internet, you've probably seen people filling up containers. There's been a video of, we just put one on our Bayou Facebook page, video of a woman filling up a plastic bag with gasoline. The kind of plastic.
Idiot.
Yeah, the kind of plastic bags that we put our groceries in, or if we go to convenience stores and they put food items in. This woman was filling a plastic bag with gasoline, and she had to double bag it like we do at the grocery stores sometimes. She's filling the plastic bag with gasoline, and then she picks it up, and you see the gasoline starting to come out of some holes in the bottom of the bag. So she went and double bagged it, and then she went and put it in the trunk of her car.
Yeah, what's the worst that can happen? If she hits a bump, it's over with, probably.
Yeah, you shouldn't be doing that. You know, it's interesting. Last year, when the coronavirus started, many stores in the United States ran out of toilet paper. This year, as the coronavirus is coming to an end, the gasoline is what it looks like we're running out of.
No, they're coming back. It should be okay. It was just a little scare. I think people got panicked. I've seen pictures of people putting gasoline in trash bags, like big hefty bags, and putting it in their trunk. And they panicked. It was a panic buy.
Well, they panicked last year when they bought toilet paper. Mm-hmm. So much toilet paper that stores ran out. You know, usually when you talk about gas and toilet paper, you're talking about something completely different. But those are two things in the last 14 months that we've been coming up short of, and that we are running out of. But it took a little bit of time to get toilet paper back into stores for us to hoard and throw in our bathrooms. And now it's taken a little bit of time to get gasoline. And again, this is all because a pipeline was hacked. But they've got that taken care of. They said it's going to take a couple of more days. Coleman, have you had a difficult time getting gasoline?
No, because the gas station I go to at 3 in the morning before I come over here. Nobody is in line at 3. The only people out there at 3 in the morning is the people keep begging me for change every time I pull up.
And there was some place in the country, I mean, gas prices are skyrocketing. I mean, they were going up before the pipeline was hacked. I just saw somewhere out west, gas is approaching $7 a gallon. Again, you go back 1 year, gas was barely a dollar a gallon. But historically in our country, gas prices go up and they go down, and they go up and they go down, and they go up and they go down. So now they happen to be up. I mean, when gasoline prices were around a dollar a gallon, I know people, I have friends around here that lost their jobs in the oil industry when the gas prices were so low, and they had to go find other jobs. And now you look and man, upwards of $7 a gallon in some places. And I don't know if they're just going to, the prices are going to drop. I don't think the prices are going to drop the way they were once everything is settled with this pipeline and gas stations are stocked up with gasoline again. I don't think you're going to see overnight prices just start going down. Because like I said, the prices of gasoline, they were rising. They were going up before this pipeline hacking happened.
This conspiracy says the gas prices will not go down because they're trying to groom you to go electric.
You know, we had electric cars a long time ago in this country. Electric cars were invented a long time ago, and they put them out there for people, and people didn't want them. You know, you get a few people that are like, hey, cool, man, look at the electric car. But But electric cars are not something that the majority of Americans want.
Yeah, but when gasoline shoots up to $10 a gallon, then they might start considering it.
Like maybe they might sell a few more.
Like maybe there's something to this electric stuff.
Might sell a few more. So, hey, don't panic. And gasoline will be back at gas stations over the next the next few days. So hold out, do the best you can. But some of the video that we're seeing, and if you haven't seen the video of the woman, well, at first she's unsuccessful putting the gasoline in the plastic grocery bag, but then when she double bagged it, that was able to she had a little bit of success. That was able to stop the gas from coming out of the holes in the bottom of the bag, and she was able to get that her double bagged gasoline in the back of her car in her trunk. So we have that video for you. It's on our website at Bayou957.com. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. You know who's celebrating a birthday today? The very talented Stevie Wonder. He's without a doubt a musical genius and superstar. And I don't want to say he's getting old, but he has a new song that he just released. It's called "I Just Called to Say I Forgot Why I Called." So happy birthday, Stevie Wonder. You're on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And, you know, we see crazy things going on, like women filling gas plastic bags that you get at the grocery store for your groceries, filling plastic bags with gasoline because there's a gas shortage, because the Colonial pipeline was hacked, but they... And we talked about it earlier. If you're just joining us, they said it'll be back to normal. They got that thing going again. It's going to take a couple of days, but things will be back to normal. Don't panic buy gasoline. Don't be a dope. But then I saw this story, and I said, what is happening? Chick-fil-A faces sauce shortage due to industry-wide supply chain issues. Chick-fil-A is facing a sauce shortage. Say it ain't so. While the fast food chain is known for its chicken, they invented the chicken sandwich. It's being reported. It's also notorious for giving out as many condiments as a customer wants. See, that's why they're nice people, most of the people that work at Chick-fil-A. And you know, if you go in and you order a couple of chicken sandwiches and you ask for 10 packets of sauce, they'll give it to you. You know, you'll get looked at funny at Popeyes if you try that. But Chick-fil-A will now have to limit the number of sauces it hands out to customers due to limited stock. Now, nobody hacked Chick-fil-A. Nobody hacked the sauce that you get at Chick-fil-A. So I don't know why suddenly there's a limited stock of sauce that you get at Chick-fil-A.
We've been hearing a lot about shortages lately for one reason or another. We just talked about the gasoline shortage because of the pipeline hacking. Then we talked about the Miller Lite shortage because somebody hacked Miller Lite. And then we talked about they did have a condiment shortage, I think, when that boat got stuck in the canal. There was shortages because of that. So I'm guessing this Chick-fil-A thing has something to do with like transportation. Maybe they couldn't get the packets, because we did talk about a ketchup shortage too, where people were running out of ketchup packets, so they was putting ketchup in little 2-ounce plastic cups because they couldn't give out ketchup packets. So there's a lot of shortages going on.
If you check out the Chick-fil-A website, They got a message up there. It says, due to industry-wide supply chain shortages, some items, like sauces, may be unavailable. Now, customers can only get one dipping sauce per item at many of the 2,600 Chick-fil-A restaurants here in the United States of America.
Oh, man.
Only one sauce.
Yeah, you got to rationalize that. Imagine getting the 7-piece strips. You only have one sauce to dip into.
Yeah, you need two. You need. Yeah. And they say, quote, we are actively working to make adjustments to solve this issue quickly and apologize to our guests for any inconvenience.
This text, this person has another conspiracy. It's a marketing strategy. You write a commercial and say you're short on something and everybody wants it.
And that makes a little bit of sense, Texter. You know, I'm thinking about sauces. I mean, could you imagine if this ever happened at Taco Bell? They have the fire sauce and then they have the mild sauce and then they have the other. Could you imagine if you went to Taco Bell and they said, you could only get one packet per order.
I've gone to Taco Bell and Popeyes recently, and they didn't have the sauces that I wanted. I've been to Popeyes a few times to get the chicken sandwich, and I had to go with the buffalo sauce because they kept running out of
buffalo. Buffalo's my first choice.
No, mine's is barbecue. But the last like few times I went, they didn't have any barbecue sauce. They didn't have the Diablo sauce. I had to go with either mild or medium or hot, but I like the Diablo. They're like, no, we don't have the Diablo. But it seems like all the sauce that I wanted at the Taco Bell and Popeyes that I go to, they don't have the sauces.
This is a saucy situation. Customers can still purchase their own 8-ounce bottles of Chick-fil-A sauce in stores like Walmart or on the Chick-fil-A app. You could still buy the bottles, but the individual packets. You know, if you remember, and we talked about this on the show, Coleman, last month, about a month ago, there was a shortage of ketchup, the little ketchup packets.
Mm-hmm, and they had to put them in 2-ounce cups. So restaurants were buying the big Heinz squeeze bottles, and they were squeezing individual ketchup into 2-ounce cups because the packets were unavailable, the individual singular packets.
What is happening? You know, you go through life, and most of the time, you know, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, most of the time, there aren't problems like this.
Yeah, but you have to admit it's been a rough year last year when a majority of the economy was shut down, and things are just picking back up.
I think that's what you'd have to blame.
JC says, there isn't a shortage. It's the government's way of making everyone spend unnecessary monies.
Thanks for the text, JC. So it's not just Chick-fil-A. This did happen at Popeyes too, Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
You, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, and then you have to remember, you know, there are a lot of people not working more because they're getting the government money. So maybe at these, maybe wherever they make the packages at or wherever they're doing the sauces, there aren't enough employees to accommodate for the need of the individual sauce packets.
Hey, if you're listening, what's your favorite sauce? You could text us. You know, sure, I like the barbecue like Coleman, but I'll be honest with you. When I go to Popeyes, I love their Bayou Buffalo sauce.
It's good, but for the chicken sandwich, I have to do barbecue. What about Taco Bell? Mine's Diablo.
I like the middle of the road Taco Bell stuff. I don't like the stuff that's too hot, and I'm not the biggest fan of the mild. I like in between. But this is a pretty big deal. At Chick-fil-A, they're saying they're working on it and they're trying to get this taken care of as soon as possible.
Yep, this text says many companies don't have full staffs to produce everything at normal levels. And this other text said maybe it's a slow start from COVID. There's no demand. Now they're gearing back up.
Although I'll be honest with you, to that last text, fast food restaurants, Chick-fil-A and such, they thrived over the last 14 months. During the pandemic, most fast food restaurants that I've seen, they made more money during the pandemic than they did when there wasn't a pandemic.
Yeah, I remember I was working at in the food industry during the pandemic, and my feet were hurting. We were working. This text says Taco Tico on Williams Boulevard, right off Veterans, has a Reaper sauce. Now, I've never had Reaper sauce before, but that sounds like something I would like to try, a Reaper sauce. And AJ says McDonald's Saskatchewan sauce.
I've never had that, and I've never had the Reaper sauce either.
Yeah, I would like to try the Reaper sauce, but that sounds like something I'd be interested in. Yeah. I like spicy stuff.
Text us your favorite sauce, 504-260-9595. What's your favorite sauce? Sure, I love the barbecue sauce, but I also love the buffalo sauce.
Yeah, Rick
too.
Sanchez liked the Saskatchewan sauce as well.
Mm. Yeah, please don't text while you're driving. Keep it short. If it's good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. Hey, this year, because of coronavirus, seemingly all of the big festivals are happening in the same month. And they just announced the Fried Chicken Festival. We'll tell you about that here in New Orleans coming up. We got a lot more stuff we got to get to. And the voice of Amazon has been revealed. I don't think that woman is very happy about that. She's a voice actress, and her name now is everywhere. Stay tuned for those reports and more coming up on the show here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And if you're just joining us, we mentioned earlier in the show how the Saints' schedule was announced yesterday. The NFL released their entire upcoming season schedule last night. And the NFL still thinks the Saints are going to be good this year. They gave them a bunch of primetime games, and they're playing on Thanksgiving again, one of the few teams playing on Thanksgiving. Buffalo, who's real, they are for real. The Buffalo Bills, they will be here in the Dome on Thanksgiving night. And You know, if the NFL didn't think the Saints were going to be good this year, they wouldn't have given them so many primetime games. Monday, Sunday, and Thursday night games this upcoming season. And they're hoping that all of the NFL stadiums will be able to be full capacity when it comes to fans this upcoming season.
Yeah, this season we're supposed to have the Vomitrons or the vomitary areas this time, right?
They are in the process of renovating inside the Superdome. And those Vomitrons that Coleman was just talking about, they're going to be in each corner of the stadium a little ways up. In the corners of the Superdome, they removed, about 4,000 seats, right?
Yeah.
So about 4,000 season ticket holders, they don't have the season tickets that they had. And instead, those Vomitrons, they are large areas in each corner of the Superdome where people are going to be able to stand.
I don't know how that's going to go.
And watch the action.
I don't know how trying to stand up for an entire four-quarter game.
And you know what they also did? They're in the process of doing part of the renovations. They have on-field suites now. But those suites, they're going to be behind the end zones because they can't have them midfield because you wouldn't be able to see anything because field level, you wouldn't be able to see anything looking through the players and the coaches because they all stand there. So these new on-field suites are going to be behind each end zone.
I guess I think that's a pretty good idea.
That's part of the that's part of the renovation of the Superdome. But even though we don't know how Jameis Winston's going to do, the Saints are planning on him being the starter this year, and they're going to, I guess Taysom Hill is going to be in the same role that he's been in for the last couple of years, playing different positions, quarterback being one of them. Although I think they will have increased quarterback packages for Taysom Hill. I think you'll see him on the field, that quarterback, a little bit more this year than you have the last couple of years. And then they went and they drafted the kid out of Notre Dame, Ian Book. Who knows if he's going to be the future or not. He's got some learning he's got to do.
See, that's what I'm hoping for, and it's for the weirdest reason. I'm considering, all right, they prep him, they get him ready to be a starter, and then they build a future around Ian Book, and I can't wait to see the nicknames and the catchphrases that the Saints fan build around his last name, like, Book It. Throw the book at him, you know, stuff like that. Like, that's going to be awesome. People are coming in with cardboard books with his, you know, book. Throw the book at him.
Well, he was really good at Notre Dame, Coleman, and he played well against some of the best college competition in the country. And we'll see if that transcends into the NFL because he was really good at Notre Dame.
Yeah, Book, there's a fish hook. You know, there's so many things you could do with Book, that last name. Can't wait to see what the Saints fans come up with.
And so the first game of the season is for the Saints at home in the Dome against the Green Bay Packers, and we don't even know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be still quarterbacking the Green Bay Packers because he demanded a trade. He's not happy with that organization anymore. From what we understand, they're going to offer, or they're in the process of offering Aaron Rodgers a new contract, even though he did have a contract. I guess Green Bay, they'd rip up the contract he has to keep him happy and give him more money than he was making. Though people close to Aaron Rodgers say he wants to play somewhere out west because that's where he's from. He's from Northern California. And they're saying Hollywood may be in his future. He did a really good job guest hosting Jeopardy, and if he's out closer to the West Coast or on the West Coast that could make him happier because he could maybe do more in the Hollywood world.
Is it smart for a franchise to pay a quarterback a lot of money for a team that he doesn't want to play for? Like Aaron Rodgers will give you all this money if you come back to Green Bay, but he doesn't want. So, like, are you wasting money because he's not going to give as much effort as he wants to because he doesn't really want to?
I think he's always going to. When Aaron Rodgers goes out on the field, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks who ever lived. And I think he has set a performance level for himself so high that that's what no matter who he plays for, how much money he makes, when he takes the field, he has a certain expectation of himself. He's always going to play at an incredibly high level.
All right, this text says false. Sean said James and Taysom will be fighting for the position in camp, the starting QB position.
He did say that, Texter, although they're paying Jameis Winston a lot more money this upcoming season than they're paying Taysom Hill. I know there are a bunch of people who have been down on the NFL this past year because of all of the social justice and things that are happening. But when you watch the game, it's still a football game. You didn't see much of that last season when you sat down at either 12 noon or 3:25 in the afternoon or 7 o'clock at night. When you sat down here to watch a football game, a Saints game, you didn't see much of that. You saw football. And when it comes to sports, football has been America's pastime. It replaced baseball a long time ago as the most popular, the most watched, the highest rated sport on television. And just very excited about football, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, who's quarterback in the Saints, who's quarterback in the Green Bay Packers. I mean, here we are in the middle of May, and with them releasing the schedule last night, so many people are talking about football, and we opened the show this morning at 5:30, telling you a story about a guy in Tampa, St. Pete, Florida, who got arrested for getting into a fight and beating people up over Tom Brady. We don't know what the fight was about, but a guy and his friends and his wife and his friends' girlfriends, they were all drunk, they were all hammered, and this 33-year-old guy named Brian Paltier got arrested, and he was charged with domestic battery after a heated argument over Tom Brady. He's beating up his friends who he was drinking with all day, and then their wives and girlfriends were involved, and they got pushed too. But it never said in the story what exactly about Tom Brady these drunken revelers, these drunken football fans, were fighting about. So it's football is the most popular sport. You know it's America's pastime when we're sitting here in mid-May talking about it.
And it's baseball season.
Yeah, and the basketball playoffs are about to start.
People are fighting over football while basketball and baseball is going on.
And hockey playoffs are going on, and we're still several months away from football starting, and with the schedule being released last night, that's what you see a lot of people talking about. Can't wait, and we will see what happens. And obviously the NFL thinks the Saints are going to be good this year because they put them on so many primetime games. Coming up on the show, a bunch of attorney generals are battling Facebook because Facebook wants to have an Instagram for kids. And I mean kids. And you've got over 40 attorneys general in the United States saying, stop. We don't want you to do this. It's wild when the government gets involved trying to stop a business from expanding, from opening. We'll explain all of that coming up. Got that a lot more, too. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. With Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates getting divorced, they're the two richest men on the planet. If they can't keep their wives happy, what does that say for the rest of the husbands out there? Hey, and speaking of money, I just read where a painting just sold for $93.1 million.
Cha-ching!
A painting called In the Case by artist Jean-Michel Basquiat. It just sold for $93.1 million, a painting. Sounds like a lot of money, but the price did include the frame. Can you imagine being that much into art?
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I'm an artist. I draw and I love art, but the money involved is so mind-blowing.
That's something that someone paints is worth $93.1 million, and then somebody else says, oh, yeah, I've got that money. I'll spend that on that. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. I am usually never a fan of the government getting in the way of private sector businesses here in the United States. But with that being said, this is a fascinating story. 44 attorneys generals, the attorney general in 44 states here in America have written to the CEO of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, asking him to drop plans for an Instagram Kids for under 13 years old. They plan on doing that. You know, Facebook owns Instagram, and the company plans on starting an Instagram for children under 13, and they want the parents of those children to be involved. I guess this would be children's first social media experience, finding out, learning about social media. But 44 attorney generals in America have gotten together, and they wrote to Mark Zuckerberg, and they said, please do not do this. Our children do not need this. Now, Coleman, as someone who is for private sector business here in America and not for government getting involved, how do you feel about this?
Honestly, I agree that there probably should not be social media for children, because we understand the dangers of predators, and that's the main concern, predators. However, if a private company wants to do it and the parents allow their children to do it, there's nothing we can say about it, and I think that's how it should be. And I think it should be an individual choice. Do I think there should be none? No, because the threat of predators exists, and we know that for a fact, and it would make it harder for the feds. You know, with the Instagram for kids, it would make it harder for them to, you know, like keep track with all these, you know, predators and whatnot. But if there's a market involved and there's a way that Facebook can profit off this and the parents have oversight over what their kids can do and they agree and they allow their children under 13 to get involved in Instagram for kids, well, that's what liberty is. I'm not going to be the one to step on that. And there's probably a way kids can benefit from this because we've talked about YouTube stars, kids that are under 9 doing reviews on YouTube, and they become millionaires.
Their parents set all that up.
That's what I mean. With the parental supervision and parental guidance, there can be a benefit for the kids at a young age. Little started to being discovered, talented kids that can play piano, like the little kid that did the drum battle with Dave Grohl. She'll be awesome on the Instagram Kids because she has a talent that can be seen on Instagram Kids. However, there are dangers involved and there are risks, but if the parents are willing to take that risk, what can I say?
As great as the internet is, and it's made life a lot easier for so many people. I mean, yesterday on the show, we were talking about any question for any school kid, any question that any teacher ever asked them, all they have to do is just type that question into Google and hit enter, and they get the answer. And yesterday we were talking on the show. I think I would have done a lot better in school if I had Google. But a group of 40, but as great as the internet is, and it is also great for predators. The internet has made being a predator so much easier than it was being a predator before the internet. A group of 44 attorneys general across the United States, doesn't matter what their political leanings are, they have written to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg urging him to drop his company's plans for launching a version of Instagram for children under the age of 13 with parental controls, obviously. The letter emphasized that such a service would be harmful for a myriad of reasons. The attorneys general expressed concern about the physical and emotional well-being of children, included cyberbullying, predatory adults, mental well-being for the kids, and Facebook's missteps on data protection and privacy and their checkered record in protecting children on its platforms.
All of those are great points. And I could, all of them are excellent points. However, it's a private company. They can do what they want. It's sad to say, but that's the truth of it.
That's the thing. I mean, we're all for business here in the United States of America. And we want businesses to be able to run without government intrusion, without government telling the businesses what you can and can't do. Here's the government telling a very successful business owner and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, we don't want you to do this. We don't want you to open this business.
Yeah, but they're suggesting it. They're not forcing him not to. They're just urging him not to. So yeah, there is a difference. And I agree with the concerns, but as long as they don't say, well, you can't do it, that would be a problem for me as well. But at least they're urging them and having them consider it. Captain says, majority of parents nowadays let their kids already have social media under the age of 13. Unfortunately, look what it does to us adults already with politics and racism. We do not, do we really want to push that more on society to the younger kids?
And just the other day, thank you for the text, just the other day on the show we were talking about how a poll was just conducted and the majority of Americans think social media divides this country. It makes us a more divisive country.
And plus, could you imagine 12-year-old, 11-year-old kids seeing other kids' face Instagram posts and seeing their Christmas presents, and they get all salty about it? Because, you know, there's that jealousy, too, that comes with social media when you see other people living what you think are better lives than yours.
Hell, adults get jealous.
Exactly. So imagine
adults get upset when they look at social media.
So imagine the psychological impact that would have on kids. I agree with all of the urges. I do. But they're still a private company, and it's still up to the parents to decide.
Text us. What do you think if you're listening? Do you agree with these 44 attorneys general here in the United States urging Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook, please do not start a new business, Instagram, for children under the age of 13? I mean, do we really need that? But then again, here in the United States, I mean, if you're a business person, shouldn't you be able to open a business that you want to open? And it's a private sector business without the government getting in your way, telling you things. Text us, 504-260-9595. Please don't text while you're driving. Keep it short. If it's good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. This is very interesting. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. If you're just joining us, we're just talking about something very interesting. How 44 out of the 50 attorneys general in the United States, including ours here in Louisiana, Jeff Landry, they all wrote to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg asking him to drop his company's plans for an Instagram Kids for under the age of 13 years old. Facebook owns Instagram. And this is something that Facebook is planning on doing. Now, this will have parental controls. Kids under 13 won't just be able to go on this app or go to this website on their own. They would need to be with their parents as well, and this will have parental control.
I'm assuming that their parents' phone will have some sort of app or something that pairs with the kids' Instagram account, so anything that the kid does automatically goes to the parents' phone.
They would see it. Parents would see it. And the reason why the attorneys general are asking Mark Zuckerberg not to do this is because there are so many predators out there, and the internet has made life for predators a lot easier. And it's not just that, but kids would see at such a young age so many other things. They would see the lives that other kids their age are living, and maybe their lives aren't so great compared to what they see. This could have psychological damage on top of the being a playground for predators.
Yeah, distorted reality perceptive.
Yeah, I mean, hell, we've seen adults have psychological issues because of social media, because of what they see, because of what they see others, how their lives are on Facebook, and then they look in the mirror and say, boy, my life sucks compared to these people. And we all know that most people, they don't put their true lives on Facebook. Some do, but most people only put on Facebook and on social media what they want others to see. And much of that is, hey, look, we're on vacation. Look at this place. Look, we're going out to dinner. We're going out to lunch. Look at the stuff we're eating. Hey, look at my friends. Look at the pictures. Look at the person I'm doing sex with. Look at this. You know, there are some people that look at all of that and they say, man, my life sucks. Imagine children under 13
going through that. And look, we all know that it, even if you have kids who are in high school, you have to keep an eye on what they're doing online. You have to keep an eye on them. What do you think about the 44 attorneys general writing to Mark Zuckerberg saying, please do not start this Instagram Kids for children under 13, even though it has parental controls? You know, normally I would say I don't like the government getting involved in private sector business, telling in a capitalistic society in the greatest country on the face of the earth, the United States of America, I don't like the government getting involved in private sector business. That should be up to the business owners. But when you're talking about children under the age of 13, what do you think about this? We asked you to text us.
Barry says kids need to keep their innocence as long as they can.
Yes.
Social media would take that away. And once again, I agree with that. I think social media would take that away, but I still think it's up to the parents to decide whether they want their kids to be involved or not. This text says, concerning the government, they're only making suggestions. There's no harm in that. They just shouldn't be able to force it. And I agree with that.
That's true. That's why this is so interesting. There's a fine line between the government suggesting something and then getting involved in private sector business.
This text is Stephen says, when a company has such influence on society, i.e. social media, there has to be a level of checks and balances in terms of this content. When the majority of the world is influenced by social media, we have to begin to look out for what our children are exposed to. And that's where the parental controls come in at. This text says, I'm a mother of four. Two of my children are teenagers, and I'm pretty strict about checking my kids' phones and laptops to make sure they're not doing anything dangerous or participating in cyberbullying, etc. However, there are social media platforms that I didn't even know about that our kids are using. While I'm proud of the attorney generals for standing up to Mark Zuckerberg, unless you're helicoptering your children at all times, they'll find a way.
And Facebook says in a statement, look, children are the reality is that kids are online.
They are. I agree with that.
A Facebook spokesman said. And instead of trying to stop that, have the parents be involved and you get the young kids going at a younger age with the parental control. I'm not a fan of this.
I'm not either, but this is the part that makes America great. You are not a fan, but it's not your choice. It's the parents' choice, and we just have to learn to live with it. Even though I agree with everything that the government, that the attorney generals have said about the dangers involved, I think that children under the age of 13, their minds aren't properly prepared. Their minds are still kind of mush. They're not grown into a certain maturity level. And I can understand the dangers involved, the psychological trauma involved. I get all the dangers. However, if we truly are going to be a free country, we have to accept that it's up to the parents to decide whether they want their kids to face those dangers. You know, T. Shelby says, you need to watch Social Dilemma on Netflix and see how social media affects kids. And his last text says, quit saying a business can do what a business wants. It doesn't apply across the board. If Facebook can do what it wants, then the bakers should be able to bake whatever cake they want. That's a little hanging fruit right there.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, that's the baker.
But I stand by my morals. I don't think this should be a social media for children. However, it is not my choice. It's the choice of the business, and it's the choice of the parents to be involved, and I just have to live with it. That's how I stand on it.
Well, you know, that last texter, Coleman, when he brought up the baker, he was talking about the baker, the Christian baker, that didn't want to bake the wedding cake for the gay wedding couple, the two gay guys. Mm-hmm. And when he said that, he then said, there's a baker right down the street that would that would happily do that for you. And then the gay couple sued the Christian Baker, and that was a big deal of a few years ago.
Yeah, that was a negative example of government intrusion. But in
a business should be able to do whatever the hell they want.
Yes.
Private sector business.
But in this particular instance, the government hasn't forced them to do anything yet. They're just urging. And I agree with that. You can urge, you can suggest, you can say, hey, we did these studies, look at the numbers, please reconsider. But as long as they're not forcing the business to change their or not do it, then that it is what it is.
Well, look, we appreciate the texts as always. And you make some good points. We'll see what happens with Instagram kids if they're gonna proceed with this in the wake of 44 out of the 50 United States attorney generals writing to them saying, look, do you really need to do this?
And I can see some benefits of it, though. You know, like we was talking about the drummer that did the battle with Dave Grohl, that young girl. We've talked about kid prodigies like that can play piano or spelling bee champions. So I think having the social media kids where kids can see prodigy children doing amazing things like a gymnast or a pianist or a musician or a champion of some sort, I think that would be very inspiring. So I think there's benefits to it. But once again, the dangers, I don't know if that outweighs the benefits.
That's what makes this so interesting. And I wonder how many of these kids that would be on this that are under the age of 13 have parents who are in Facebook jail or who just got out of Facebook jail. I wonder about that. Hey, coming up on the show, I got the dumbest thing I read all morning. And wait till you hear about what this guy got arrested for. You talk about a disguise to commit a crime. That's coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Because of coronavirus, all of the festivals that are going to be happening are going to be happening in October. All of the festivals that we love that we weren't able to go to the last 14 months. You've got Jazz Fest, French Quarter Fest, Voodoo Fest, and now the Fried Chicken Festival will be in October as well. And this year, they're moving that to the lakefront. That's going to be October 23rd and 24th. And there's more festivals coming in October. Stay tuned.
Is Oktoberfest going to be in October as well?
I believe so. That might have been pushed back. But definitely October of 2021, we're going to be over festive, extremely over festive. Hey, coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. And wait till you hear the costume, the disguise that this burglar was wearing when he got arrested. That's next on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And it's time for me to tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Black man wears white man mask to carry out at least 30 burglaries. This happened in Southern California. A black guy used a lifelike white man mask to commit scores of robberies in and around Los Angeles, including in Beverly Hills, one of the richest neighborhoods in the world. Beverly Hills police responded to a call of a home robbery. During the investigation, it was found that the same perpetrator was responsible for a home robbery in another street in Beverly Hills. Security footage linked 30-year-old Rockham Prowell.
You idiot.
to both of those robberies. He was driving the same car. And they were able to link the two robberies together with that one vehicle. He robbed flat-screen televisions in both crimes while dressing up as a white man wearing glasses.
I think mask is doing it an underserved. This was like a prosthetic face. It wasn't just like a mask you get at Party City. This is like something you can get on a Hollywood movie set. Like, it was really well done, like, all things considered when it comes to robbery masks.
It was like that movie White Chicks.
It was exactly like that. That's exactly how that dude looked in the surveillance footage. At a glance, I would have been convinced. You know, if I had to call the police and they asked me, give me the description.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, a white guy with glasses and blonde hair just robbed me, not knowing the whole time it was dude.
Yeah. Police surveillance showed the suspect donning a mask and glasses, but something wasn't quite right. The police said, quote, it was odd. This burglar's mouth was always open when seen on video surveillance. So every time they saw this guy, his mouth was open.
Right. You'd think he was a mouth breather, but apparently that wasn't the case. It was that his mouth couldn't close because it was a mask.
Yeah, and so they took the police a little bit of time to figure everything out.
Yeah, they got it right after the 39th time.
They said, look at who's this white guy with the open mouth robbing these houses in Beverly Hills, California? And when they finally were able to nail him, they realized, oh, he's wearing a white man's mask.
It was either that or Chewbacca. So he went with the white man mask.
And no, this guy was not one of the Wayans brothers. Again, his name is Rockin' Prowl.
On the prowl. Prowl on the prowl. That's a white guy.
Yeah, and he's 30 years old. And again, this worked for about 30 burglaries at least. And then it was after the 30th home invasion when he finally got caught. So, I mean, this is the dumbest thing I read this morning, but this isn't the dumbest thing in the world. I mean, if you want to disguise yourself, if you're able to do it, you disguise yourself as another race.
Another gender. Just something that you're not. That way, when they give the description, they're way off. Or, wear Chewbacca.
Yeah, they just, the cops pulled them over at a traffic stop in Beverly Hills. Police discovered the white man mask and other items linking him to all of these burglaries, and they were able to arrest him.
I have to admit, looking at the footage, he would have fooled me too. I totally would have thought that was a white dude. That's a well-designed Hollywood-type prosthetic mask.
Well, the black man wearing the white man mask to carry out at least 30 burglaries that they know of, probably more. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.